I'm speaking here with Tracy Mack, and we're going to learn a little bit more about GrowMark in an area that I think is probably not thought of on top of mind sometimes when you consider what GrowMark does, but is so vital, really, to what it does. And that's this area of logistics. And Tracy, tell me a little bit about in this area of logistics that we're talking about. This has to do with everything from transportation to warehousing of products, right?
Mm-hmm. It deals with the storage and the movement. We do well over 100,000 truckloads of product a year and 650 barge loads and an occasional vessel, mm-hmm. and about 9,000 rail cars a year.
And so you're doing that kind of at the level of GrowMark overall on behalf of its members. But as I understand it, you know, sometimes the work involves kind of working with them just to make sure that you are integrating all of your planning and strategy too, right?
We do wholesale operations to get product in place for the members, but then we also have a supply chain optimization tool that we take out to the members and analyze their retail movements and warehousing and blending and how that integrates with the wholesale operations that GrowMark does to optimize between the two.
Well, it's got to be some interesting times for the area that you're in. How would you describe this aspect of the business that GrowMark's involved in? Is it a real active area right now, or, you know, does it have any special challenges? Kind of as we look ahead even here into this new year.
Lots of growth and lots of price volatility, both in the products we move and in the freight that move the products. And it's always optimization of trade-offs. So it's fast-moving, and there's lots of growth, new facilities, new lanes, putting new competitive pressures on the lanes to keep everybody in the best cost situation.
Well, when you mention that volatility and speed, how does that affect what you're doing?
It just makes every day different and more exciting. How we're going to get the products in position and be the most competitive, low-cost way to do that.
So you try to remain flexible enough that when a decision gets made but circumstances change, you can kind of take advantage of maybe that situation, but it changes the plans, I guess.
Yeah, flexibility is a key for us, and along with that volatility is a lot of profit margin capability. So by managing those arbitrage trade-offs, that's where a lot of our profits come from.
Now, is all of what you do here domestically, or you mentioned barges and even I assume a shipload? I mean, how do you deal with or do you interact with things that are going to be maybe going from or to outside domestic?
Mostly on the inbound side, but we do international ocean-going vessels and bring in some freight from the Middle East and Europe and South America.
When it comes to this part of what the company's doing, what else would you want members to know about what GrowMark's doing on their behalf in this area?
The supply chain optimization is something that they find value in varying degrees, and we really enjoy getting out and doing with them. So we like them to be aware of the potential there. And then just the planning and forecasting and having ideas of what volumes need to be going into their peak periods and help us plan and line up carrier capacities to do that for them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tracy Mack with GrowMark, talking about how they, on behalf of members, work in areas of planning logistics and taking care of the things that really contribute to the overall efficiency of the system. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.